got all the space we need.
And we're back.
Woo!
Yeah, we're back. I was, oh, wait. We're the Dollar Boys. It's Thirsty Thursdays, which hopefully you know by now. Someone this week said, oh, is that your podcast? When I casually referred to Thirsty Thursdays.
Who said that?
And I was like, what do we have to do? For people to understand.
You have to write it on your Instagram page.
On my Instagram page?
Yeah.
Like in my bio?
Yeah.
No.
See what happens?
We have fans. They just...
We have our fan, for sure. Shout out. Yeah.
Shout out to...
our fan.
Richard409.
I almost said the name. I'm not going to say the name. But yeah, shout out to our fan.
Yeah.
He's cool. He understands us.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I find some comfort knowing that one person understands us.
He's like me when I was like 14 and listening to, you know, a random KXLU show and being like, this is
the greatest. Oh, is he young?
I don't know. I'm just...
we're going to lose him.
We lost him.
I remember being doe-eyed and silly and little, listening to the radio, wishing they were
we
my
should
friend.
Move on. We should move on.
wishing I had a radio show.
One day.
Daryl, what did you play?
All right, so Dangers is playing this thing that we're tabling, which will have already happened by the time you hear this, and Juan wasn't familiar with them, so... I figured I'd bring in a record and play it just to be like, see, you see?
Yeah, it's good.
Dangers.
Yeah, it's good.
I picked up that record when I saw them play at the American Legion in Newhall in like 2007 or something.
Wow, they go that far back?
Don't quote me on that date. Mm, well. 2000, anytime between 2007, 8, or 9, or 10.
Was Barf Space a thing?
I don't know. But I also have their second record, and I believe there's a third one. And it's definitely like of that like modern 2000s hardcore in the vocal delivery, which we don't really dabble too much in, which was always I always enjoyed it more live than on record. But I feel like Dangerous is like a band that like definitely went outside the formula and incorporated some interesting stuff to mix it up, and their live performance were like fucking.
And are they from here, from LA?
Maybe somewhere around Los Angeles. I can't give you a, maybe Orange County, maybe South LA, somewhere south of us. I don't know.
Fair enough. We'll just say
They're from LA.
We'll let Orange County.
Every time I've seen them, it has been in Los Angeles. Let's put it that way.
Do they play at Program?
I don't know, but I saw them open up for Forgetters one time.
Man, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
At the Forgetters was like Blake from Jawbreaker's band. You know, Jawbreaker.
No.
So Jawbreaker was this band in the 90s.
Oh, the band everybody keeps talking about on Instagram.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. The Salt Band. There you go. The Salt Band.
Exactly.
They're salty. No, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we went to see Street Eaters anyways.
Cool. I like that band.
Yeah.
So before that, I played Sweet Soul with a song called Space You Need off of an album entitled So Far No Further. Was co-released by New Morality Zine and Extinction Burst. Well, we have someone
on the verge of a box avalanche.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
we're surrounded by boxes in here.
That's the razor cake lifestyle.
But you know, never know when.
Spiraling maelstrom of paper.
Need to make a box fort or something. Hey, maybe you guys can make another robot or something. Who knows?
I picked some other stuff up from New Morality Zine and of course EB, but I don't know. There's cool stuff.
I've never heard of New Morality, but hey, this record is good, so they must be good. And you know, of course, Extinction Burst is putting out a lot of good stuff lately too.
Hell yeah.
It's true.
Victor Vu.
Face to face.
It's face to face from Victorville?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Somewhere adjacent. But I'm pretty sure it's Victorville. Simi Valley. One of those places.
Oh my god, these places are not anywhere near each other.
Shoot, yeah. You know, my mind they are. I don't
Bakersfield.
You know. Yeah. Why not?
Simi Valley.
Well, don't quote me on that. I don't know.
No. You the first time.
Well, where's your computer, Marcos? We could have done some fact checking right here.
Oh, well.
Come on. Wait, man.
All right, first of all, we got to talk about Marcos's beverage selection.
Half of them are wearing beverages.
Listen.
Okay. This is the only one that's not a beverage.
No, there's cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Tums. We got Topo Chico. We got the Target equivalent of Pepto-Bismol, Jack Daniels, Orange Gatorade, and Twix.
What's that thing?
Cigarette holder.
Wow.
Whoa. He came back from Vegas and he's a smoker.
Listen, Jesus Christ.
You get married, you start living a different life.
Oh, yeah. Marcos got married.
He's like the Von Chain.
Congratulations, Marcos.
Thank you, guys.
Now you have your my Lanta and your whiskey. And your
cigarettes. My doctor said my whiskey.
What are you playing for us?
I'm going to play Pitchfork.
Cool.
Pitchfork, as you know, John Reese band.
And Rick Froberg.
Well, I was going to say, since we saw Plosives recently.
Oh.
Somewhat recently.
Sorry, I'll take it from here.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Rick Froberg's cool too. Not, don't get me wrong. One of my favorite illustrators. But yeah, this not their first band together, but
what's their first band together?
I think they're in a band called Conservative Itch.
Huh.
When they were like in high school. Anybody want to fact check me on that? Go ahead. But this is
let's
like.
Let's call up Jeff Proctor. He probably knows.
Yeah, we'll call up Jeff while you listen to this. Pitchfork, baby.
Man, it's crazy. Like, I have a Pitchfork 7-inch, and I'm like, they're already this good, and this is like not even like. This is not even the beginning.
Yeah, something in that San Diego water.
Very few bands can do things like that.
But don't take our word for it.
Yeah.
Listen for yourself. To this.
All right. We'll be right back.
right, listeners, if you can guess what that Ace of Base song that Juan was whistling.
I can name that tune in two notes.
It's the end of the world as we know it. You're right. Now, if you name that tune, I'll send you a lottery scratcher from here in California.
Damn.
The $3 one.
Damn.
There you go. My cousin made fun of me because we were buying snacks at 7-Eleven and he saw me buy scratchers. And he saw me buy the $3 one too. He's like, "It's like, you don't buy those. You buy the $20 or $30 ones." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "It's like, yeah, you're wasting your money." He's like, "I mean, you're fucking wasting your money either way. You probably don't win. What are the chances of winning?"
Well, now I'm curious. Well, now me and Daryl are going to buy a $20 scratcher.
I mean, I did it a couple months ago.
And?
I didn't win anything.
Well, I was wondering where you got that mansion from.
I thought you were going to say that you broke even or something, which, you know.
I would hope.
Right. I mean, you would think
you're going to spend $20.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get something for it. It'd be really funny if you spent $20 and then they let you win like $5. That would be hilarious. But it'd also be pretty stupid.
So. Every ticket wins.
You get a dollar back, you know?
Fuck. I mean, they should at least give you like one ticket.
Yeah.
$1 ticket. Because you're just going to spend it on another ticket.
Right. So, you know, but that's why you buy the cheap ones because, you know, it's like, well, you didn't spend that much money. But
you didn't have that much money in the first place, right. So it's fine.
And if you buy a $3 ticket and you make $20 on it, like I did the other day, well, there you go. You know, you fucking tripled your investment. You know, and the schools get the money, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can plainly see from the schools, they get a lot of that
rolling in it.
Somebody's rolling.
All right, but back to the music.
If you want to send us scratchers, there's always that option.
We have a wall dedicated to them.
Yeah, we have the Wall right of now. Fame. There's a $2 winner from Indiana, which we'll redeem one day. And that's it. So,
hey, do you guys still have any of your old fortunes from Sons?
Yeah, I have them all taped to the hallway of my house. Haven't you ever been to where I live?
Yes, but I don't notice these things.
When you're walking down that hallway,
when you're going to the bathroom, you got.
Well, I've seen the wall of Cheeto.
One thing sober on your mind: the wall of
Cheeto. Yeah, that's for sure. You're definitely not sober. But yeah, I've seen the wall of Cheeto bags or the door of Cheeto bags.
First of all, the door of Cheeto bags hasn't been there for
a decade.
8 years at the least.
Well, I remember that much. And then that's all I remember. But back to Ace of Base.
But back to if you want to send us scratchers, Razor Cake.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 42129. Los Angeles, California, 90024.
People should send us
stuff.
90042. Yeah. Care of the Dollar Boys.
Yeah.
Please. Cash on delivery.
All right, but back to Ace of Base.
So that was Peach Kelly Pop doing an original called The Sign. It's off a Flexi disc they just released in the past month. Good stuff.
Good to know they're still around because I haven't actually kept up with them in a while. So,
well, you know, it's been pandemic. What else are you?
Well, you know,
focus on your life, your job. No, things move on. Things go forward.
Do they now?
It's like weird how stuff is like coming out in waves. Like, I don't know, like stuff that as soon as like, you know, people got vaccinated and people started to like, I don't know, venture out into the world more, it's not like all of a sudden there was a bunch of releases. Like it took a while for people to like get comfortable and start interacting with other people, and then stuff is like slowly coming out. Even like stuff that people recorded at home by themselves, like without anyone else.
I thought it was because of the pressing plants. And
yeah, the pressing plants.
RSD.
I mean, that's just...
That's part of it.
That's always been a... That's a massive mess that...
The really wild thing right now is just all the shows and how there's just so many shows and they're all just coming back. You know, people are definitely feeling comfortable.
But I don't...
Going to shows.
I mean, I feel like for me personally, there was more touring bands in like December and January that I wanted to see than there have been lately.
What were they like? Bigger shows?
Like who? No.
Jawbreaker.
No. Who?
Are you talking about the...
I don't know. My explanation is like...
The shows that caused like cops to get called on them because they were setting off fireworks next to the freeway?
No. First of all, that was like a year ago, first of all.
Flamethrower punk. That's what I call it.
Mad Max punk.
Yeah.
Well, I just like when there's like a surge, people aren't setting up tours, but people are like going on tour because they set up the fucking tour like 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, you know? So that's why it's weird where it's like when there's a surge and all these bands are coming through, I'm like, I'm going to go because I don't think many people are going to be there. And I'll just wear a mask like 100% of the time I'm there. And then like the tours die out because like people are like, oh, I'm not going on tour right now. It's like too fucking weird and no one's going to show up.
It also depends like at what stage of the tour you go to the show. Cause sometimes like halfway through, one of the bands will test positive for COVID.
I'm pretty sure they don't tell anybody.
Dude.
Well, that happened.
Well, I mean, if they have a conscience, I'm sure they would. But, you know, this is punk.
Yeah. Listen.
Good thing that's omitted from punk and always has been. And nobody has ever said otherwise. If you'd like to get a subscription to Razor Cake.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting, too, how many times I've at least, I don't know, that I can remember, like, in the last couple of weeks, maybe, like, 3 or 4 people have been like, oh, well, I went to this show, but now I got COVID. So, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I feel like I know a lot of people who have COVID right now who had gone this whole time. Without anything.
Interesting. You're going to have to dox them.
I mean, it is what it is at this point.
Whatever.
What are we going to play next?
Oh, okay. Let's play some Rudimentary Peni. The fine folks at Sealed Records, who are a subsidiary of La Vida Sin Moose in the UK.
Sir Paco.
Yeah, Paco Moose. He got the winning bid to put out the old Rudimentary Peni releases, starting with, I think they started with some kind of poetry 7-inch. I forgot what it was. The War or something. Well, anyway, they're going back and re-releasing all the old records. So far they've done Death Church and this one, the self-titled. And up next is the EPs of RP. They're not going to do Farce because apparently the band is going to do Crass Records, I'm sorry, is gonna reissue Farce on a 12-inch, which is dumb, but
for Record Store Day
comes with a free polo, and yeah. So anyway,
I want one of those polos.
Well, you can get one maybe for like.
No. I don't want to buy one.
Well, they'll end up at Urban Outfitters. This, I guarantee.
Steve, if you want to send me a polo, I'll
wear it. Answer my emails.
I'll wear it in a picture.
A picture.
So yeah.
All
right. This song is off of the self-titled 7-inch.
Supermarket, the perfect new time scheme. you. I wanted things to be just like they used to be, except I keep all my promises. And then I felt so ashamed. I was so ashamed. Until I realized we're all guilty of that dream. And forever I wish you a beautiful sleep.
Alright, so let's just amend our mistakes before we get too far into it.
Yeah. So I pointed out that we forgot to call back a few songs. We heard Peach Kelly Pop and the cover of The Sign, and then before that we heard Suburban Lawns with the song Jam the Controls off the self-titled LP. And before that, we heard a song by a band called Harm from LA with the song KTL off of the split 7-inch with Mortify off of the 625 record label. Harm, of course, is here from LA. I am more than certain that KTL is a reference to Excruciating Terror.
That seems in the ballpark.
They sound very similar, but there's a song on Slap-A-Ham Records in the early 90s used to have a fest called Fiesta Grande. And it was at Gilman Street, and it was two nights of just every classic power violence band that you could think of, from like the early 90s. And one of the later period shows featured Excruciating Terror playing live at Gilman. Of course, that's where that... Well, no, they played there quite a few times, and 65 put out a Excruciating Terror live at Gilman 7-inch. But
great 7-inch.
So Slap-A-Ham put together a compilation LP of all of the best songs and all the best songs from like all those 5 years of shows. And the Excruciating Terror song, like right before they start playing, you could hear one of the guys from the band say, "Hey, can you please kill the lights? KTL, kill the lights." So I'm pretty sure that's where that came from. And if I'm wrong, then this was all for nothing. But
all right, so that was the last set.
Yeah.
And then this previous set.
And this is the last set.
We started off with P9 and the Neutrals. With their new critically acclaimed
single.
We're all EP. Raving about it. It's of course it's,
you've heard it here, buzzworthy.
Yeah. Yep. Three out of $4 boys approve. And I'm sure if Rene was here he'd approve
too. He'd say sure.
He'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, cool.
No, I great songs, and they went above and beyond with the packaging.
Oh, yeah.
Which it's like, these days, like, 7-inches cost so much, like...
This should
come God, you the, might as well, like, just...
Throw in a fucking... What do they call it?
A coaster?
No, they called it something else.
Well, I don't know.
It's a British word for coaster, whatever that is.
They don't have inches there. They have the metric system.
In it. But, yeah, it's...
Yes, what is it? But even like, not even just like the coaster, but like
the postcard,
and then just like the way it's like folds out, like, hey, yeah. good job, y'all.
Spot on. Smashing.
Brilliant.
Then you played Marcos.
Bap-lution.
Population.
Sorry. with their song Dead Bride, I was recommended this band. I think they're from Arizona. My friend our friend Jackson kind of got me keen on this because He was mining turquoise there. I don't know where he's mining turquoise now, but he's on a turquoise tour. But bad population, dead
bro. An old turquoise tour.
Fake fangs, self-released.
And that last song for that last set was Saccharin Tress. Human Certainty is the name of that song from the Pagan Icons album. About a month ago, I went to go see them play at...
You have the
I have the set list.
You have the set list. I grabbed it. I was looking at it.
Yeah. You want to see it? Where is it? Here it is.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
All right, so this is exciting.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so they do Pagan Icons.
Full, top to bottom.
And then they do a Minuteman set.
Oh, yeah. Minuteman.
Minuteman.
They did not do Dissolution Fools. They definitely did This Ain't Picnic.
And it's so funny because they have, like, the chords.
Cool, yeah.
Written out.
I can learn these songs now.
Oh, F sharp. Okay, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Fucking it all up. Minuteman.
That might have been handwritten by Jack Brewer himself. And
the poets. Jack Brewer.
This guy. This guy was just larger
than boy.
Larger Jack than Brewer. Life. Like, I mean, I knew it was going to be great, but it was just fucking incredible. And at first, I was a little disappointed with like the guitar tone because it wasn't as like.
Hey, we don't want to lose a fan base here.
I'm sure the guitar tone was.
It was above par.
Joe Bison, no offense. I mean, but you know, I mean, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it wasn't what I expected. But little by little, it just started sounding like it just started gelling and sounding great and. Everything was like,
and then it was perfect afterwards.
It was beautiful, and that's I got all to, that. Yeah, and I got to shake hands with Earl Liberty, and that was great.
Oh wow,
fuck yeah! So, and I'm glad that I saw that because I'm pretty sure, like, they're getting up there in age. I'm sure they're not really thinking about playing too often anymore, and especially not their, you know. Magnum Opus album. Well, right. That one album is also really good. I forgot the pained something.
Painfully I was planning yours? A field trip to Sardine.
It's a great spot. I have
not been yet.
Wait a minute. You have a T-shirt.
I know.
Closer.
It was during COVID.
Why? First of all, I was. How could you remember his T-shirt?
Because he was wearing it, and it's in a Dollar Boys picture.
Let's all go to Sardine.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, it's fun, and
I love that spot.
Yeah, they have great food. They got great beers. You can do record shopping if you want. Shout out to the Sardine and
Pedro. I mean, hell, any fucking punk venue that has like pages of Razor Cake like glued to the wall, like. In the bathroom.
Oh, right.
How disrespectful.
It's beautiful.
I think they had like some Spitz flyers or something or something. I think they might have even had like the cover of the 4 LP pasted on that wall at some point. But yeah.
As a sign of disrespect. You come to me in my venue.
But yeah, shout out to that place. That place is great.
Hey, you guys know this band?
Nah, but it looks something.
All right, this is Hubble Bubble. I'm going to talk about it like I just didn't learn about this today from someone who knows a lot more about it than I do. But
Ben?
No. Shout out to Danny at Arroyo Records. This is a 77 Belgian punk band. And Plastic Bertrand is the bass player.
I just saw that record at Sound Stations, and I didn't buy it because I have no use for it.
There's always a use. I mean, especially if you're DJing records. Like, I own that record simply for the sake of song? DJing it.
Okay. I offered that record to somebody, and they turned it down. And I'm not going to say who it is, but...
Ouch.
It's one of our Razor Cake DJs.
Well, I'm not going to ask.
I'll tell you after.
So there's a bunch of good fucking songs on this record. It, like, really... I was like... Like, all that Pacific Northwest, like, synth trash, like... Obviously, the Spits and the Girls and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, there's kind of like this.
This is their nexus, or
where? I don't want to assume that, but I was like, this seems like a direct. This seems like influential to that.
Well, when I first heard the Spits and I first heard them here, like at HQ when I was like. A young volunteer, and I remember thinking they sounded, to me at least, they sounded kind of like, almost like the Red Cross, the first Red Cross 12-inch, you know.
So is this a reissue, or?
This is a reissue.
All right, cool.
This is not the original.
Yeah, I've never heard of this band. I'm curious.
So, you know, I mean, even if it isn't intended to sound that way to everybody.
And also, the song I'm not going to play isn't going to sound like...
What you've been describing.
What I've been describing at all. But I have to play it because it's the first time I've ever, ever, ever in the history of my goddamn waking life that I've seen a record that has multiple takes of a song.
Within the song?
No, within the album. So the last two songs on this album are Pogo Pogo Take 1 and Pogo Pogo Take 2. And honestly, Take 2...
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you can assume. It's a better of it.
All right, well,
But there's tons of great songs on here. We blasted it really loud in the record store today.
Would you say it's the best Belgian punk you've ever heard?
I mean, only because it's so fresh in my heart.
You heard it here first.
Daryl does not like the kids. Daryl loves
Bubble Bubble.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not a Belgian.
Connoisseur,
necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, who is? I mean, Plastic Bertrand's solo record is kind of like...
So now I'm disappointed. They're not French?
No, they're not French. But he's Belgian.
Ah, okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, huge difference.
All right.
There's Pogo a Pogo. Hair on this.
Take 2.
Yeah. 先あの日やめるなって探すと得たのだホールバタンクはねえサローメイスターピタトラサラディヌゴイネもっと見ろんでたプスダンディリナヤバファイナーやばい系ネウスカペイピタヨスイチウスカッターエメイダスティマンサーディガッパーディストマーメイランネナサンバボレクワクスエカネタスイタハイトマーMay dance or let to death and a man to get Take a take a man やめへやきんへらめやめなくていっぱいよるうたみたいに食べ Say only melee あぶよくたるけんもたぬつめらたうとぅかっそんていばいカメオリンなめよすいろってさろらみえらきMay as we have missed the power to you And can never see the sun move back And can't take some way to go to the man
Don't let ya, 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 don't let ya I'm sorry.
Hey, you, yes, you, anyone has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor? If you don't see or hear what you like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to editing of your work, can meet deadlines, and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact. If you enjoyed this podcast, which of course you did, and want to support what we do, please order a subscription to Razor Cake magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY punk straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout lane or even on those fake indie websites. Razorcake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the... Wait.
It's supported?
This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained herein in this nest, not necessarily those of our grantor. And we're back, baby. Did you get a pick?
Boy, are we back.
I got something.
Yeah.
Listen, if that reading was a wall of sound, don't blame me.
Hey, next time you,
producer.
Yeah, next time you're gonna do something like that, include me in it, or at least clue me in.
At least give me the pineapple tattoo. Yeah, you know.
Well, Marcos, hey, congratulations on your holy matrimony.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And for giving me this Gatorade, I appreciate it.
You better have a little sip of that in front of me while I film you barefoot.
There's definitely something else in that Gatorade.
Daryl, have
you can
have
see it's a little bit of some if little bit of Marcos.
If your stomach feels bad.
No, I'm good. I'm good. All right. I don't fuck with that shit. You know?
I actually threw up today for the first time in a while.
Damn.
Like, Seinfeld, and I wasn't even drunk or
just hungover. Anxious.
Very anxious
because of your life. Dog.
Yeah. My poor little Nimbus. I hope he recovers fast because it's heartbreaking to see him trot around on 3 feet and trying to do the run around like how he used to. But I'm hopeful he'll heal fast and we'll be out doing our usual thing.
Oh my god.
Hey!
Hey, Mira.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not too much.
Are you at VCS?
No, I'm back home.
Oh, cool. Where is home?
Long Beach.
And we need your precise coordinates, please.
I'm just directly kidding. Underneath the Earth's sun now.
Oh. That's convenient.
Yeah. You're here with Daryl and Marcos and myself.
How's it going?
We're trying to figure out, who we could call that would actually want to talk to us, and it turns out nobody wants to talk to us. But
you do.
Yes.
Did we have a specific question to ask?
Would you like...
I can't get a tang around here.
you know...
Hot dog, that's... we have a wiener!
The dollar boys are going to give me something stupid.
Exactly. See, she gets it.
The stupidest thing.
Well, we don't.
Is not an elephant.
$20 boys can buy you lots of peanuts.
We can't keep up, Mira. Please don't start.
One more.
I'm out of them.
No,
you gotta give her fodder. Come on.
I'm like the lead quickie mart guy. You guys have one more question. I'm just kidding. Go for it. What's your question?
If you wanted to listen to one punk song, what would it be?
Mice Race by Rudimentary Peni.
We already played Peni tonight.
Wait, what'd you already play?
We already played Rudimentary Peni.
What song?
We played Crazy Chain.
Back in Black.
Okay, that's a good one. My friend has this band Ultra from Reno, and they're these kids that I knew when they were kids, and that band is amazing. They have a demo up on YouTube. It's called Can I Borrow a Feeling? No, it's not called Can I Borrow a Feeling. I would play the first song off of that demo, but barring that, if that's too hard to find...
I think YouTube's still up.
I think we might be able to access YouTube.
Okay. I'm trying to... Yeah, I can also text you the link.
Oh, shit, we got a link.
Can your phone get links and texts? My phone can't. So.
Can you send crypto and then we'll play it?
Damn, this is like an NFT thing, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a big time NFT racket we got going right now.
Okay, so I have you on speaker, so I'm gonna find this thing. Otherwise, you guys are going to play Back to the Hotel.
Yeah.
Back in Black! Here's a Back to the
Hotel! Yes. All right.
It's raining, man!
Not no more, it ain't.
All right, so we're playing Ultra as a special request from Mira.
Our first ever call-in guest. First, because this isn't a call-in show.
Because you got to understand, I only know like 8 or 9 bands, and that's one of them.
Mira, what's your 3 favorite bands?
All right, definitely Rudimentary Peni.
Okay.
Probably also Nirvana, just out of posterity, historic sake. And then, what's the third one?
Can I guess the third one?
Is the third one going to be Discharge?
Okay, I was gonna guess the Chisel.
Oh, dude, funny story. I just started making memes and never really listened to them. Oh boy!
I heard it was the same thing with Nirvana, though.
Oh shit! No, I actually that band I knew long before the internet existed.
So, do you like Nirvana more than you like Alice in Chains?
Out of scope, yes. Like just by knowing more of their content, yes.
What's your favorite Alice in Chains song?
It's a tie between Rooster and Angry Chair.
Angry Chair in the box.
Angry Chair in the box.
I think he's alive.
Classic.
Sir.
That's a classic song.
Stop scaring Smithers.
Freaky songs, yeah.
All right, so we'll definitely play Ultra for you.
Yeah, we're definitely playing Ultra.
Do you want me to send you the link?
Yeah, shoot me the link.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. Yes, Mr. Scorpion. I will note that. Very casual.
Yeah, first of all, it's Mr. Scorpio. But...
Second, don't call me that either. Call me Hank.
You ever seen a guy say goodbye to his shoe?
Yes, once.
Yay!
All right,
cool. I will send you that. Cool. Thanks for calling.
Any right. course. Thank yes. you for your
It's good talking to you, but I'm in the middle of a fun run.
See you in hell, Marcus. Sick.
Later, all right, cool. Cool. See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Yo.
George.
Mr. George.
Hey. How the Dollar Boys?
Hey, you know, we're here. We're taking requests from our...
Taking requests?
From our loved ones around the country and the world right now, so...
Oh, excellent.
Hey, Justin. This is Juan. I don't believe we've met before, but... How are you,
buddy? Hey, yeah, no, we never met, but how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking our call, because so many people did not want to take our call.
JG. Hey, I was going to ask how many people took you up on your offer.
Like two.
Okay, that's good.
Two very special people. Yes. You being the second.
Excellent. I got to ask, are you at work right now?
I've got 20 minutes to go, but I have to step away. So, I'm okay. Thankfully, I'm working from home at the moment, so I don't have a boss looking over my shoulder. So unless I listen to the Dollar Boys podcast, I should be okay.
Well, that's what we're here for, you know, to get us through those last 20 minutes of your day.
The 20 minutes, that's right. That's why I figured I'll have a chat to you guys. I haven't actually had a proper chat for a long time, so I thought I'd call in, see how everyone was doing, and
tell us about your new zine.
Skip work. T- was that?
What's up with the new issue of Wasted Opportunities?
Yeah, I'll do some promo. I'll just hijack the pod. So I make a zine, a punk and hardcore zine called Wasted Opportunities, and I've just released the 12th issue. It's been on a bit on a hiatus for like several years, but this is the first issue back. You can pick it up, anyone interested, at wastedops.bandcamp.com. The US dollar exchange makes it very affordable to get it shipped from Australia to the US. Plus, hell yeah. We're working on some distros in the US. But it's a good issue. It's 80 pages, so you get 80 pages of content.
Wow.
That's great value for money. But yeah, we have a good interview with Graham from Homefront, who are on La Vida Es Un Mus. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that okay. So they're a great band that just had a debut record come out not too long ago.
Fantastic record, Graham, if I may add.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, Graham used to play in No Problem, so people might be familiar with that band, although Homefront's a little bit different to that. And then I interviewed Lewis from another Canadian band called Head Cheese. Lewis also plays in Bootlicker, among a few other bands. So sort of sort of pretty prominent scene that's popping up on the west side of Canada. But Head Cheese is one of my favorites that's come out on Neon Taste, and so that's a really cool interview too. So did two cool interviews. Lots of reviews, tried to review a bunch of different Australian bands, and then I wrote up a bit of a retrospective about Werner Herzog's career.
So, oh, cool.
If you're interested in punk, hardcore, Werner Herzog, or reading written reviews, then check out the zine.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
How are you guys doing? What have you been playing tonight? Has it been a request show, or have you guys played anything interesting?
No, we played our own shit until we got too drunk, and then we just started asking other people.
Excellent. So, are we making? Is this good radio? Is this count?
No. Terrible radio.
Ah, shit.
Damn. But
I'm trying my best.
It's here. That's never been the point of the Dollar Boys, so we don't have to worry.
Well, true. That's true. sorry, but
it's about friends.
If you are taking requests, play either a Homefront track or a Head Cheese track, I love the track Google Home. The Head Cheese track Google Home.
All right, then we're playing.
If you have access to it,
we're playing it.
Pop it on. Excellent. I'd appreciate it.
Our Juan's putting it in.
Yeah,
he's putting it in the queue.
It's official.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, and I've only got 15 minutes worth of work to go now. So
that's great to hear.
Dummy several solids.
What are your plans this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to a drive-in movie with my partner. So.
Oh, what are you going to see?
We're going to see Doctor Strange 2 and the Multiverse of Madness. So that's the drive-in film
I hear that good
we're checking out.
I hear they figured it out. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, Sam Raimi, the visuals look cool. And, you know, I'm a Marvel geek like a bunch of other people, so I'm sure it'll be fun.
Nice.
How about you guys? What's on the cards for the Dollar Boys for this coming weekend?
Oh man, the craziness, the epic,
like there's parties every weekend.
Yeah,
girls, cars, you just
can't stay up with.
Yeah,
can't keep up with it. You know, we just live these crazy lives.
Party lifestyle.
Yeah, rooftops. We from our rooftops we see your driving stuff, but you know that's not our thing.
Okay, yep.
We're throwing $100 bills at that.
Yeah, we're
you're just
paper airplanes of Bigger airplanes of $100 bills off rooftops, stuff like that. You know?
Ferraris, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about what's going on in America, but everything is great.
Yeah.
It fucking rules. Like, there are no qualms. Nothing divisive is like happening. It's tight.
It's happening.
It's like rich. It's like rich people stuff.
Yeah. There's no issues with abortion or anything like that. No, happening.
We don't even know what that is because it's
bodily autonomy is respected and a thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, our government, we've got an election happening here, and our conservative government is trying to use, like, issues about trans rights to sort of wedge the political debate. So it's just as pathetic and awful over here. It just doesn't get as much much notice. So.
A lot of these wedge issues. It's
Well, it's not even just a wedge issue. I guess it's just more of a moral stand, but, that, you know. They play their political games with people's lives. It's pretty fucked.
It's horrible.
So you guys are going to just throw cash at people into the drive-in on rooftops.
Yeah, just throw money away and live our lives as wealthy podcasters. It's
just on the cliff of overlooking all of Los Angeles, and we just view the plebes.
I liked your latest song, Daryl. Actually, I was listening to it the other day.
Thank you.
You should
enjoy your monthly records. There's another plug for you.
Thank you, sir.
Hype it. What's the URL for that wonderful song you love?
For Daryl, hang on. I'm just quickly googling it now. It's in my record. It's in my Bandcamp collection. I'm just gonna dig back to find that URL.
It's okay.
It doesn't come to mind as easily as wastedops.bandcamp.com. I'm sure I'll find it here. And just
it's okay. We'll kill time until then.
Yeah.
Just let us know.
This is the podcast.
I found the Mr. Ed's one.
Oh,
wow.
That's good stuff.
That's a throwback.
But that ain't it. That ain't it.
That isn't it. Oh, fuck. Where did it go? Now I've got the pressure on.
It's okay.
Jeez, I should have been prepared. I should be wearing
a Rocky Erickson shirt. Juan's wearing a Razor Cake shirt.
What shirt are you wearing, Marcos?
I'm wearing an MF Doom shirt under this, but...
Oh, nice.
What color are your underwear?
Yeah, I stole that from my old job, but nice. Nobody needs to hear that.
I didn't mean to.
Juan's drinking a Hams. Daryl's drinking a Sierra Nevada. I've got a Gatorade.
Oh, nice.
Actually, Marcos has an assortment of drinks.
But the audience
an assortment of cocktails?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Excellent. I haven't started yet. I haven't resorted to drinking on the job just yet. Eventually.
Well, shit, Daryl. Cool. What is this Bandcamp you have?
I will never reveal the Bandcamp that is my only
outlet of my pain.
That's my legal name.
Oh, yeah, it is just Daryl Augustin. I found it. For everyone listening, all three or four of you probably at this stage, darylgustin.bandcamp.com. The track from May, excellent stuff. I endorse the whole catalog, but, you know, the May song I particularly enjoyed.
Does the May song remind you of any other type of like influences or things you've heard before?
I'm just looking at the tag just to get some just to put me on the spot. If you like Daryl Gustin, then you should also check out Georgia Mack, who plays in a band called Camp Cope from down here in Australia. Although her stuff's very different to what Darryl's got on. I'm just literally reading the suggested artists on Bandcamp right now. No, like, I don't know, if you like heartfelt acoustic punk, folk punk, acoustic songs that have no relation to punk, I don't know, like, check out Darryl Gussin. That's SSIN .bandcamp.com.
All right.
Enough of stroking Darryl's ego.
We dragged that all along.
Thank you for
bearing with us.
For hanging in on the tail end of this Dollar Boy expedition into the unknown.
Yes. All right.
Straight into the glorious end of the 5-day workday, which you are relishing in right now, Justin George.
Exactly. Well, soon enough, anyway. So, but I should leave you guys to it.
You should leave us with one request.
Yeah, we're playing.
We already got it, Darryl.
What is it? One more time for the listener.
It's a head cheese, right?
Yeah, head cheese with their track Google Home. It's fun, fast little track. Great. So hopefully people enjoy it. If you enjoy it that so much, you want to read an interview with Lewis from the band, check out wastedops.com.
All right. Hell yeah.
And excellent. We will.
Thanks for that, guys. Take care, and I'll look forward to listening to this one once it's up.
Definitely. All right.
Cool. Take care, guys.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Google. How was your day? Hey, Google. Hear what I want? Well, we're anyway now. Me and Google Home. They brought it in my living room. I'll never live alone. Me and Google Home. They brought it in my living room. I'll never live alone. Hey, Google. Are we best friends? Hey, Google. Living my dream. The kids are never in right now. Me and Google Home, big brother in my living room, I'll never live alone. Me and Google Home, big brother in the living room, I'll never live alone. Hey Google, I love you. Sleep tight.
Good night, head cheese. Sleep tight.